The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, Kenny, in the open, we mentioned going for it all with the Emirates Cup, the famed Emirates Cup. The in-season tournament. Well, we had games last night. Cavs were not involved. They don't tip off till Friday against the Bulls. But already teams in their group. In fact, the odds-on favorite to win the entire cup, the Boston Celtics, they went down in flames last night. It was a great game between them and the Atlanta Hawks. And the Hawks did not even have Trae Young in that game, but still beat the Boston Celtics, 117-116. Do you think the Cavs are now the favorites? Should they be the favorites to win the whole damn thing?
I would say yes.
Really?
Whoa!
Yes. Whoa! Oh, all right.
All right. Well, I thought it was going to be a little bit surprising to people, which there were some who said, well, we shouldn't be worried about the Cup. We should be worried about the NBA Finals. I said, why not both? Why can't we get both?
Already,
and then people said, well, what's it do for me as a fan? And I go, great point. I stand down because it does nothing for us as a fan. Except Ty Jerome makes a little bit more money with the way that he's played so far this season. I think he deserves a bonus. Maybe that in a free round of golf, anybody?
So already anybody? Celtics fans they're minimizing all of this. They're minimizing the Cavs because of the schedule that the Cavs have played. There was a tweet that was going all over the place yesterday with all the Cavs injury luck that they've had against their teams. And not to mention, they're saying they don't want to play for the Emirates Cup because it's two extra games and they don't want the wear and tear on their players. So they're like, go ahead, Cavs. You guys can have it. You guys can have the Emirates Cup.
They're NBA basketball games in December. It's not an Iron Man. It's not John Telich the Burning 100 they call it. No offense to John. I just don't know what it's called, my friend. I apologize.
The Burning River?
Burning River 100. Not running through the woods for 100 miles.
Yeah. Now, the Celtics...
Not the Barkley Marathons.
Look, the Celtics are coming off a championship, so I don't think they're going to care about the Cup as much as we will. The question is, will our fans care about it?
It just, like, Celtics fans remind me of, like, Ernie McCracken when he was doing, like, the hands in Kingpin. Like, fine. That makes it fun. That makes this a rivalry.
I think we were all kind of doing it for the Lakers last year, weren't we? Weren't we all making fun of the fact they put up a bam, now it's our
turn. But that was with LeBron. See, this is different. And plus, it's our team. Go ahead. People like to be disrespected. It gives them a chip on their shoulder. Please keep disrespecting the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Vaughn, do you care, Vaughn and Parma, do you care about the Emirates Cup?
It's kind of 50-50. I think it'll give you motivation to win it all, the real thing. But I think it's good to have because what Cleveland been going through with the upsets with the Yankees and the Guardians and the Browns season going on.
So to lift up the spirits of the city.
Correct. And I was trying to piggyback off you guys. You guys had to go. Yeah, you got a commercial break. I was trying to piggyback off you guys. So, I breathe, eat basketball. I love basketball. And to piggyback off what you guys said,
congratulations on all your success.
I love that essay. That's funny. But JB did a great job with us. We got to really give him respect on that. But the thing is, he's a decent coach. Look what he's doing with the Detroit Pistons right now. He's playing better. The Pistons are playing way better than they did last year, right? But he's not that coach that could get you over the hump. And that's what Kenny Atkinson brings us to this Cleveland organization. He know how to finesse the pieces, to know how to sub in the players. JB didn't know that. He was so focused arguing with referees all day. He didn't know how to really, submit the pieces with the cast and the player. And let me piggyback.
I totally agree. There's no actually there. I totally agree with that. Continue, Vaughn. Sorry.
And then let me tell you something else too about the mass shoe trade. Now I'd be digging to stuff every time we get new players. And I looked on the Miami Heat Instagram page. They were so happy that we took mass shoes off their hands. Because he did not show up in our playoffs the year before we end up getting him. And the way Ty Jerome is playing, I don't know how we find this guy Matt Schuster minutes, because I watched Draymond Green podcast. He said that Ty Jerome always had it. He used to kill guards in practice, but he always was an injury prone. And Matt Schuster, he do not fit in with this lineup. He's not a starter. He's a role player.
I agree.
All right, Vaughn, we got to go.
I agree. Thank you, Vaughn.
Obviously, I've made my thoughts pretty clear on Max Schuster. But I am excited about, you know, just adding another shooter to what they're doing now. They're the best shooting team in NBA history. And now Max Strus is theoretically just going to come back in and get nothing but wide open shots. That should work out for him.
Do you think he'll be better now that Garland's better, too?
I feel like. How could he not, right?
Usually Lima talks to basketball people. I actually spoke to somebody who is a legendary NBA figure. That's where I will leave that at. I'm not lying to you.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Over the weekend, he says Ty Jerome is a steal, that there are so many people in NBA circles who don't just like him, they love him and think that he's one of the biggest difference makers for the Cavs and will be for their future. They're not sure if they got what it takes to win a title. It's a very hard thing to do. But if they do, they think that he is the one that fills in those cracks with you have your core four. Ty Jerome is the one that fills in those cracks.
Ty's been that exceptional.
Give me one hint on who that was.
Not going to do it.
Darius Miles.
No. Great guess. I said legendary, though.
Damn.
Oh, he's a good actor.
To me.
He's a good actor.
I mean, two different legendary stints to me. The one with the Clippers where he did the thing with the head, where he put the fist up against the head. And then right before LeBron got drafted. There's some legendary moments with Darius Miles.
Legendary indeed.
Also, real quick, I know this wasn't exactly probably on your radar. You're probably sleeping, but the Warriors outlasted the Mavericks 120-117. It was a great game. Klay Thompson had six threes for the Mavericks going up against his old team, but Steph Curry, 37 points, and he had five threes. Meanwhile, we move on to college football. Kenny and Ohio State standing firm.
Indeed.
They are in a great spot right now. The only difference with the seedings that came out yesterday with Oregon number one, Ohio State two, Texas three, Penn State four, five, Indiana.
But four of the top five are Big Ten teams, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Just means more right now in the Big Ten. It just does. Ohio State would play if everything held true, and of course we know it won't. They would play Miami in the quarterfinals now. Last week it was BYU. Now it is Miami, but they would still be slated in the first round to take on Boise State at the Horseshoe. Now, would that game be a noon kickoff? Probably not. But there is a lot of consternation in our state's capital and beyond. Buckeye fans complaining about all the noon starts because they're going to be at noon against Indiana this week.
No, they're noon against Northwestern, which is an 11 o'clock start at Northwestern.
And then next week,
Wrigley Field,
it is the big noon kickoff once again against Indiana, and it's at noon, and that would be six straight weeks of noon kickoffs, and Buckeye fans feel disrespected.
It's not
Kenny.
Disrespectful. It's this one. Is it going to be on Fox? The Indiana game.
Yes, the Indiana game.
That's their biggest window. That's not disrespectful. What's the matter with playing noon kickoffs?
The SEC's biggest window in the last decade had been at 3:30. And obviously, there would be the big night games. Ohio State used to have a slew of them when Urban Meyer was the coach.
Yeah. Well, I don't like night games. I don't like waiting around all day long. Like the game of the century, what was it? 06 or 07?
06. Yeah. 06, because they would play Florida.
Yeah, because they just couldn't. I remember they couldn't get enough breathing room for me to be comfortable against Michigan.
Oh, that game was crazy.
And my buddy Matt was down there. He got me turf. Yeah, that's right. He got me turf. I told you guys, I was the Ohio State fan. And I remember it was all day waiting around for that game. It was terrible. Give me noon kickoffs, man. The college football kicked off for 100 years at noon. Nobody had a problem with it. Now, all of a sudden, it's a disrespect. I don't think it's a disrespect. It's a big time.
Ryan Day was asked about this growing controversy.
I got to deal with a lot of fan backlash for other things other than the times of games. So I'm going to leave that for other people to deal with. I got other things I got to deal with. You know, whatever they tell us to play, we're going to play. It doesn't matter where it is. It could be in a baseball field. It could be 11 a.m. Could be at night. Whatever it is, we're going to put the football down and go play, and I'll worry about the team.
Tough talking, Ryan.
They are playing at a baseball field at 11 a.m.
They actually are, yes.
I have, you know, really, it's just our schedules are crazy on Saturdays depending on what's going on. So I understand if you're like, coaching your kids, noon kickoffs suck. If I'm doing a game, you know, it depends when I'm doing a game. So it doesn't matter to me. It just Saturdays are just crazy to begin with. But after a while, I hated the night games. I was so sick and tired of all the night games. I get everybody's different. I get everybody's different. But students don't want noon games. Students definitely want to get liquored up all day. They sell alcohol now in the venue, though.
You get liquored up before, and then you get liquored up after. If you win, you get liquored up.
Yeah, we would, for the Michigan game every year, we would do kegs and eggs at 5 a.m. What's the problem? You have enough time to get liquored up.
They sang the song themselves. When we win the game, we'll buy a keg of booze. They didn't just say, like, oh, we'll just bitch and moan because the game isn't at 7:30. Like, no, that's not how it's going to go. Yeah, excellent.
You guys know you can drink on Friday, too. You can drink Thursday.
You can drink any day of the week.
It's a lot of days to drink.
Yeah, any day that ends in Y.
Or about last night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.